Welcome back to Walk With Purpose, where we give advice from a godly perspective. We're your hosts, Antonio and Hilda Collins, and
we're going to be completely honest with you. You know, this whole morning schedule is not working out.
No.
Because we just got done doing a big move, 16-hour drive.
Yeah.
And forgive us for once again not being on here this morning. But man, staying in this Airbnb is comfortable, but I've grown so used to the Texas weather and sleeping in my, you know, in my known apartment and knowing my neighbors and everything. Yeah. So last night was just kind of like the first night of sleeping somewhere completely different.
Yeah. I slept like a baby as normal, but that's okay. Yeah, because
my husband was tired.
Yeah. These evenings, they work out a little bit easier. That way we're able to reach more people, because we know the morning can be difficult at times, but you know, if we have time in the morning to do it, then we will. But if not, then we'll continue to go on when we have time. So,
and we wanted to start off with announcements. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Pastor Alexa Pineda, you can find her on Instagram, will be doing her women's Bible study Wednesday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's 11 Standard Time. Tomorrow, every Wednesday,
Central Standard Time.
Yeah, Central Standard Time. You can catch her on her YouTube page at This Is My Time Ministries, and on Instagram, she will be live tomorrow morning.
So yeah, I mean, other than that, I think we don't have any other announcements. So we just want to take a moment to shout out a locally owned coffee shop in Omaha, Nebraska, called Sozo Coffee House, and it's a great place. They also run a ministry out of there called Great Adventure Ministries, which you can find them on Facebook. And if you search up Sozo Coffee House, you'll be able to look up their ministry through there.
And on Instagram.
That's
Sozo Coffee House. They have great coffee.
Yep. And if you're in the Omaha, Nebraska metro area, you can find them on 13th and Jones. It's a dive coffee house, and it's really great. We just want to take this time to shout out to them and all that they're doing and all the great things. And yeah, you know, we can go ahead and start with prayer, and then we'll jump into today's devotion. So, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for blessing us once again today, Lord. Thank you for driving us and pushing us into our purpose, Lord, even if it's uncomfortable for us. Our response to you is always yes and amen, Lord. We thank you for guiding us with the Holy Spirit, being right next to us in our travels, Lord, and just sustaining us throughout our days and always protecting us and comforting us in our times of need and want as well, Lord. We just hope and pray that today these words that we speak resonate with others, and we hope that their hearts and their minds are open to your word, Lord. And your precious word is always needed in our lives. And we just thank you for everything that you do for us and the endurance that you give us and perseverance, Lord. And we thank you for your love, grace, and mercy over our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So I'm going to have you guys give us 5 seconds. That was our daughter in the background saying amen. 5 seconds. We're going to migrate to our kitchen.
Alrighty. So today is April 5th, and we are already starting off this year on a great note. For those of you who have been following us as of recently, we have been doing devotions out of a book called 366 Devotions for Couples, Mr. and Mrs., written by Rob and Joanna Teagan. It's a great book, you know, daily devotionals, and it has a devotion for every single day of the year. And, you know, we just want to take this moment to let you guys know that you guys can find these devotions on our Twitter account. We'll be posting these daily devotions. You can follow us either through our Wisdom App bio. There's a link through there. Or if you're on Twitter right now, it's Walk WP Talk Show on Twitter. You'll be able to find us with the purple logo that has Walk with Purpose in the logo as well. So we just want to take this moment to shout out to this book because it's been such a blessing to us being able to dive into the Word of God, but also have these daily reminders, you know, of how important it is to look at things in a practical sense. You know, I feel like the Lord is always showing us that things are meant to be looked at on a spiritual level, but also on a way that we can understand. And I feel like that's why Jesus always used parables, because he was able to connect and identify with people's problems and the real life things, the reality of being a human being on this earth, but also being a spiritual entity. So today is the gift or the giver. And like we mentioned in our previous talks, these are always off the whim, freestyled, read devotion. So this is our first time reading it as well as your first time listening to it. So all these we haven't re-rehearsed, pre-rehearsed or anything. So today's Bible verse, if you guys want to go ahead and grab your Bibles, grab your Bible apps, your highlighters, pens, notebooks, if you want to take notes or just simply listen.
Yeah. And we honestly, like my husband mentioned, we go off the whim with these. We don't pre-record them. We don't have previous talks about them. Because like we mentioned today in a talk today with Pastora Luz, you can find them on Instagram. We just posted about them on our Twitter. They had a podcast. They have a podcast and they were live today on Instagram. That's kind of why we were shifting our focus on that. And now we're having time to do this. How she mentioned, you know, when it comes to doing ministry and doing the Lord's work, who cares what we sound like? Who cares if our children are crying in the background and because they're having tantrums? Who cares if we don't have the perfect audio? Who cares if you guys can't see us? You know, yeah. You don't can't have that one-on-one personal relationship. Yeah. Who cares if this is our place of enjoyment and people are tired of hearing us and you guys just keep talking about Jesus? You know, I don't care, you know. My husband doesn't care.
No.
This is what we do. This is what we got called to do.
Yep.
Absolutely. Personally, I could care less if people are swiping left and we're losing followers because of what we say or what we continuously say. And it starts to be like a, you guys see it as a repeated cycle of like, oh my gosh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus freaks. Yep. It's too much. It's too much. Then swipe left, swipe right, unfollow us. I will not be offended, you know, because in every season, it's possible. Probably not that season for that person, but for those that feel like it is your season, it is your time that you want to walk in purpose, walk with purpose, you want to start, you know, going into ministry, then follow us. Yep. Follow us on Twitter, follow us, you know, on here. We would like to, you know, communicate.
Right. And like my wife said, you know, this is that moment in your life where you feel like you're needed in God's service, you know, then be encouraged, you know, be inspired, be motivated, because we're also learning at this pace. And, you know, we didn't think we were ever going to be prepared, but here we are months later from when we started this podcast / talk show that is now what it is on Wisdom. And we feel like it's exactly what we needed at this time. And, you know, we're being of service to others, but also trying to, you know, do things that please God and introduce his word in a new way that'll start to garner more attention. And we feel it's needed, especially in this time, this day and age, where people are falling away from their faith or not even being interested at all to join it.
So. Yeah, so shout out to Podbean. It's a great app for podcasters, for future podcasters, for those that want to, like, start their career in podcasting. You know, I salute to every single one of you that like are interested in that field.
Yep.
More power to you guys.
Yeah, Podbean is definitely what kickstarted us to even get to this point. Without Podbean, we wouldn't have received the email from a representative of Wisdom who reached out to us and wanted us to share our podcast on this app. So shout out to Podbean and shout out to all the podcasters out there doing good things for God. In the body of Christ, we all need to have a voice, you know.
And I think our links of our podcast is still up there, still active through Wisdom, but through the Spotify, Apple platforms, they are no longer available. Mm-hmm. We just decided to go this direction, and honestly, we're really looking to really dive into ministry, like all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Without having to rely on our podcast.
Yep. And, you know, if anybody's wondering why Wisdom or just these kind of apps are more geared towards what we're trying to do, it's because, you know, out of response, you know, how quickly and enabled it is for us to be able to do this conveniently and effectively, we feel this is a good way to reach people. So we're not just jumping on the bandwagon and seeing somebody else doing it. This is something that we've been actually praying about for some time. And I felt like, you know, the Lord led us to this point and we were able to join this at a time where it was really needed
since,
in our career.
Since June, I was telling my husband, I want to do a podcast. I want to do a podcast. And then, you know, sure enough, we gave it some thought. We prayed about it. And come November, we started our podcast. And the Lord really spoke to me, especially me, and was like, you know, you want to do a podcast, but I want you to minister.
Yep.
I don't care how you do it. I don't know, you know, when, I don't know who you're going to do it with. It could be with your husband and others, but I want you to minister. For a long time, I've wanted you to minister. And a quick backstory, I actually created the Walk with Purpose logo in 2015. For those that are Android users, and you guys have that Google Photos app, and you go down to like a month and a year, like I literally showed my husband, I was like, look, it says November 2015, like trying to prove a point to him, like, see, I've had this idea for so long. And the Lord's like, that wasn't even your idea. I implanted that idea in you when you came to Christ, when you wanted to know more of me. That was my idea. So when I say my idea, boy, it's funny because it was implanted in me,
right?
Because Heavenly Father wanted me to have that idea.
Yep.
He wanted me to pursue it, and it's never too late.
Yeah,
if you have like aspirations and dreams, go for it.
Yeah,
please.
Absolutely.
Because like the title says, the gift or the giver. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was my gift unwrapping itself every year, little by little. It was unwrapping itself.
Right. And it took years to get to that point, but here we are, and we're able to share that moment with everybody. And for anybody who feels like, you know, you're wasting your time, or you know, that it's not your time, you know, just be patient and just watch God unfold it for you. Mm-hmm. And really trust in Him, because He's able to do the miraculous things in our lives. And that door that may be closing, that you think you need to do something in life, it could be leading you to that point where you're being called to minister, you're being called to be a giver, you're being called to serve the Lord, you know, and to be of service to others.
So today I want to ask you guys that are listening, that are tuning in, who do you want to be, the gift or the giver? Just really think about that in your head, or think about the times that you were the gift or the giver in somebody's life.
Right. Absolutely.
Right now we're in the season of we've been the givers.
Yeah.
Because for so long we were receiving those gifts and those blessings from others.
Yeah.
Like money, somebody paying our phone bill, you know, reaching out to us, giving us platforms to speak on our business, you know, and this is the prime time for us that it's different.
Right, exactly. And we encourage you guys to answer that question. If you guys want to hop on and be a guest, or if you want to answer that on your own time, you know, feel free. But we can continue with the devotion. Today's Bible verse is Hosea chapter 13, verse 6. And we'll give you guys a second to go to that. And I think Hosea is in the Old Testament as well. So it says, when I fed them, they were satisfied. When they were satisfied, they became proud. Then they forgot me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I was telling y'all, when I gave my life to Christ in 2014, I thought it was a game. I was playing games with Christ. I was playing games with Jesus. I was like, thank you, Jesus, for hearing me out. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for being my listening ear. Thank you for being the one with me when I was alone in my room. You know, thank you. But then I went back into sin, and I was around the wrong people, because I really didn't take any seriousness in it. And like Pastor Luz said today, if you don't take the Lord serious and the gifts that He has given you, serious, he's going to call on to the next person.
Absolutely. And I think that's like the, when you hear that, when you feel that, that message and you receive it, you know, it's kind of that urgency that really wants to motivate you more, because you're like, wow, I can't let this slip away, you know? You really want to take hold of that, take grasp.
Because we grow so used to being like, my motivation is my husband, my motivation is my kids, my motivation is my mother. And like, the Lord's like, I should be your only motivation, your true motivation. Then, you know, everybody else. And when we're motivated by like Jesus and the Holy Spirit, like Pastor said today, there's nothing that can get in our way. Nothing. And right. That's what I wanted to say.
Absolutely. And you know, I feel like my wife is on fire today. She just, you guys should see.
It's the coffee, you guys.
Her head is steaming. She only took two sips of that coffee. I don't know what she's talking about.
Hello Kitty. No, that was full all the way to the top.
Oh, okay.
I wish you guys could see my coffee.
Well, yeah. Shout out to Sozo Coffee House, because they do make great coffee. And it's got my wife pumped today. And I'm really just like.
No, I feel like I need to stay away from caffeine right now. It's 9:04 p.m. Central Time over here. There's no business. I have no business drinking coffee right now. I'm going to be up. You guys are going to see me tweeting at 5 in the morning.
About to see her back flipping off the couch today.
Good morning.
Anyway, so it says, you've known God's generosity. You've known it. He's met all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus, which is in Philemon chapter 4, verse 19. Highlight that, because that's a good verse. It says, he has kept his promise to take care of you, since he knows what you need before you ask him. Man, how many times have we been in that situation where we feel like the Lord doesn't understand? We're sitting here asking too much of him, but he already knows what we need. Like, he's just waiting for us to ask him.
Right, like that saying that we're like, Lord, you know I'm broke. Lord, you know I'm homeless. And he's like, I know this already. I know this. I'm already preparing something great for you.
Right.
Something great. And that's kind of like in the season of me and my husband are like thinking to ourselves, like, man.
You know, it makes so much sense to really feel that way, because right now, especially, I think, you know, the Lord, especially for us in our situation, we're not trying to ask too much of him. But at the same time, we need to be grateful for what he's already given us, you know, and what he's already promised to us. We know that if we continuously dwell in his word, that he's kept so many promises to us to deliver us from those tough situations, to really gather our emotions and gather our thoughts and really put us in the place of headstrong, and we can do this, and motivate us and use our people around us to get that. But realistically, you know, the Lord, like it says in the Bible, he gathers our steps, you know. He's already putting things in place in our lives that are leading us to what we've asked.
Because just yesterday we were talking about, what is our purpose?
Right. Once again, you know, we're supposed to walk with purpose, right? Because that's the name of our ministry. But we ask ourselves continuously, what do we need to do? What do we need to do? Where do we need to be? How do we need to go about this? I mean, this is a question that me and my wife ask each other way too much. You know, where are we going to be? Where are we going to eat tonight? Where are we going to sleep? You know, where are we going to stay for the next week? Where should we go live?
Right.
And honestly, instead of asking each other that, you know, we should be asking the Lord to answer that question
right.
for us.
Amen.
And he's already given us the answers, if you really think about it, you know. We have to look at our surroundings.
Because we're here, yeah. We moved, and we're like, what now? What now? We look at each other, we're like, what now?
Right.
And the Lord's like, just stand still, stay still, because we will not understand.
Right, and just be still, because, you know, when we begin to overthink things, we tend to overlook the details, you know, mm-hmm. and the small, it's like the Lord is the Lord of big words, right? But that small fine print sometimes, you really just got to pay attention to what he's trying to tell us, you know?
When we ask him something and he's like, he answers us, yes. And then we're like, yes. And what else? And he's like, right. That's it. And we are like left to leave it like to figure it out.
Right.
But because the Lord wants us to figure it out.
Exactly.
And he wants us to endure with what we're going through. Like right now, we don't understand the whole purpose of right now, but.
Right. You know, like there's certain times where we ask the Lord something, and instead of there being an immediate answer. And what we mean by that is, you know, through the things around us, through people, through miraculous events that happen, you know, doors that open for us, opportunities that come to us.
Yeah, because my husband.
Yeah, so today, like, we've been thinking about what I need to do as far as how I'm going to leave my household and what's going to get us into that, you know, into that place that we're looking for. And the Lord is already revealing to me what I feel is going to be a new job opportunity or just an opportunity to be able to provide for my family.
And, right. And he had a great interview today. I feel like he aced it. I wasn't there. You know, I was with my kids.
Right.
And he's like, I texted him.
Yeah. So today it dawned on me that, you know, I'm sitting here. I've always been, like I told my wife, anytime I get an interview, I'm more than likely to get hired. And I claimed that yesterday. And I really spoke that to her.
It's like the Lord was like, yes, you are always used to somebody telling you after the interview, you're hired. Yeah. We love hearing those words. We're hired.
Yep.
But like we don't, sure. But because he hasn't heard those words completely.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. I don't know if I aced it. I don't know if I was right. in good standings with this person. And I was like, babe, he already said he was you hired, but he didn't say it in those words.
Yeah.
But we're growing used to the norm.
Yeah.
And what did he say in the text?
So let me go. I'm going to go get the phone real quick.
It's right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's right here.
So
for some reason, like our Android and our iPhone text messages, like, conjoined. Synced. Yeah, they synced.
So, you know, the employer that I talked to today, he said, look forward to seeing what doors open. I think I have a few. Now, when he said that, I was like, what kind of cryptic message? I mean, man, you know, you had to be.
He was so used. It's because he pumped his head up yesterday. Yep. He's like, I always get hired. But he was looking for that hired. Yep. Like, you're hired. You're chosen. And that's how it is sometimes. It says with our gifts of. Or if we're a gift or
the giver. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, it took me back for a second because I was like, I don't even know what that means. But that right then and there is that whatever it means, whatever the Lord was trying to tell this person to tell me at that time, because this person is very spiritually influenced as well.
Because then my husband was like, what does he mean? He has a few doors open. Like, is he going to put me in ministry? Like, I'm over here thinking I'm going to get hired.
Yeah.
Is he going to be giving me a place so where I could minister?
Right.
And or what is it? But I know that my husband's like, I just want to know.
My mind's just racing. And he was and honestly, like, that's the human nature in me is that I want. Well, I know a lot of people probably do. They want those quick answers. They want mm-hmm. instant gratification.
And that's how it is with our prayers. Lord, what is my gift? What is my calling? Am I supposed to serve or am I supposed to be the one, you know, sitting back and receiving everything? And that's how it is with our prayers sometimes. We're like, Lord, am I supposed to move? And he's like, yes. Then we're like, what else? And that's how my husband found himself today. He was like, that text message didn't really say anything. It just confused me even more. And I told him, I was like, babe, he pretty much said yes.
Yeah,
exactly. He's pretty much said yes. And that's how the Lord is with us. He's a man of small words. But when he reveals something, he confirms it through somebody. And I'm just like, babe, you got to let him, like, you know, mellow out.
I had to let things play out.
You know, he's probably just trying to, like how he mentioned to my husband, I'm going to create this schedule, and he's probably gonna try to fit him in, you know, where it's possible. Yep. But I was like, consider yourself already hired, because if you guys had a lot in common, just know that the Lord brought you guys together.
Yep.
He needed you and you needed him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that
and that's how our Lord and Savior is. Yep. With us,
we have
when we come to him, he's like, yes, finally, I've been watching you from the stuff that you were doing in 2015, 16, 17. Yep. I've been watching you. Finally, you are my sales associate now. You are my person now.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like we really have to pay attention to who the Lord is placing in our lives as well to appoint us to a position that he's hiring us to. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking I'm getting hired by this person, by this company. No, it's so much more. It's bigger than that, you know, especially when it has stuff to do with God's service.
And like Pastor Luz said, there was somebody that was like, I'm going to get hired. This job's going to hire me. I'm going to get promoted. And literally within that week, they got fired. They got let go with no explanation. And sometimes that happens because the Lord's like, you're comfortable of where you're at. You're comfortable where you're at. And that's how I knew that it was confirmation for the Lord, because for the last 2 months, we were like, man, we've been really comfortable in Texas. We have been very comfortable paying the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And now we're here and we're like, this is a little like uncomfortable, you know, but the Lord's like, this is where I want you guys to grow.
Yep.
This is like, we were talking about that yesterday, last night's podcast or episode. You have to be uncomfortable in order to grow.
Yep. Absolutely. The Lord is trying to prune you. He's trying to regrow those branches so you can bear better fruit.
And that was just a little praise report, you know, for my husband. Yep. He had an interview. It went well. So if anybody has a praise report, you know, feel free to hop on here and talk with us, because we want to hear what the Lord has done in your life.
Right.
It's not all about us.
Yep.
It's not even about us. It's about the Lord and Savior.
Exactly. We're here speaking about Him, because this is what He's called us to do. And as believers, you know, because me and my wife have talked about this before. A lot of people question, what is my purpose? You know, even I was in that position at one point in time. But then I realized, as I start to read the Word, you know, the first and foremost thing that we're all called to do as we're saved by Jesus Christ is to, we're all called to testify. We're all called to proclaim the Word of God. That is our first and foremost calling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're saved and we proclaim. And that's exactly where we should start, you know, because then when you do that first, those doors begin to open up, you know. And like it says in the Bible, Jesus was talking to his apostles, and he mentioned that, you know, my Father's house has many rooms. And when he said that, I was thinking to myself, wow, you know, this must be a pretty big house, you know. But I'm thinking of it in a worldly perspective. What he meant was, what I think he meant is that there's so many opportunities. There's a given place, like, for each and every one of us in the house of God. You know?
Like, I think, you know, my husband's, you know, new boss, I want to say, because I'm going to claim that in Jesus' name. You know, when he meant, like, I think I have a few doors for you, he meant, like, I have a place of employment position for you. I have a place of ministry for you. I have a seat for you for when I minister and do the Bible studies on Tuesdays. Like, who knows what he meant, but we know that because the Lord brought him to him. Because this coffee house, I've been knowing since 2015. They deal with sex trafficking. Talk about it, and they have donations and how they want to end, you know, sex trafficking. They help other organizations. And I'm not saying that I was, I was in sex trafficking, but I knew a lot of people that were. They are in hand in hand with homeless shelters, youth homeless shelters, some that I've been in, you know. So that place has a dear place in my heart, because I can see the Lord's work in that coffee shop. They're more than just a coffee shop. They bring other communities together. They have a lot of opportunities within that. So who knows what the Lord has in store for my husband. But to hear that his potentially future boss, you know, loves music. And he mentioned to my husband, I recently got married. It's like, wow, I feel like we've been like a broken record telling everybody, we just got married. And like, my husband is seeing like a mirror of somebody that's like, wow, we're going through the same things. He just became a father to his stepkids. You know, we just became, you know, parents of two kids. So there's a lot of similarities that my husband is already seeing in his future boss. And I feel like that's what my husband needed. He needed somebody to, like, you know, go hand in hand with, other than myself. Because those that are married, those that are single,
those that have been married for a long time understand that, man, sometimes it's like, yeah, I do this podcast, I do this live show with my husband, I do this live show with my wife. We do everything together. For the past 3 years, we've done everything together. When he did deliveries, Postmates, Uber Eats, Instacart, we would ride together. When I was pregnant with our first child, we would do this together till 2 a.m. We've done everything together. And the Lord's like, I need you guys to not separate physically, but to have that separation, because he has to individually walk in his purpose, and I individually have to walk in my purpose too, so we can come together and do things together. Like the Lord has told us already and has revealed it to us. You guys have a time and a place to do things together, and then you guys have a time and a place to do things separately. And everybody that knows, you know, the man that wants to become a pastor, that wants to minister, that's a man called thing to do, you know? And I feel like, because I've already kind of stepped into my purpose, and we've got on here and talked about how I wanted to do the podcast since like 10 years ago, you know? And my husband's kind of been sitting back and like, yes, I'll do this with you. I'll do this with you. And he would say, he's like, man, this is your show. I'm just like a feature, or like, what did you call it?
I'm your host, your guest host.
Yeah, and I feel like this opportunity with my husband and the coffee house is going to be a great opportunity for him individually.
Yeah.
Without, you know, me being there. So I just want him to take this opportunity and see it. This is possibly going to reveal his gifts. Like, he's a man of many talents, many, many talents.
So we're going to go ahead and bring a guest on.
Yeah. Let's see who it is, because we have no idea.
Hello.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you. Welcome.
Oh, yes. I was just listening to you guys' story, and yet very similar in that, but I did want to comment on what you just said about how being married, you know, you're always together. And I understand that, because me and my husband also have a podcast, and, you know, we're constantly doing things together. And it started off as my idea, and then he's the same way, you know, like, oh yeah, you know, I'll be like a host or a guest host on your podcast. But needless to say, I wanted to add to the whole separation. And even though God brings us together as one, you know, we both have our lives individually for what God is doing individually in our life. It's so funny. I wear my wedding band on top of my wedding ring, because when I see it, it symbolizes how God comes first and then my husband. You know, I think about how being married to God first, and then being married to my husband. And I think that causes that separation, to know that Christ is first, and then my husband applies. But then also it keeps me where I need to be, because, you know, God doesn't disappoint. You know, when my husband disappoints, or when I disappoint him, or he's aggravating, or I'm aggravating, you know, just to know that God doesn't do that with us. You know, he's always there consistently. You know, whether we give into him or not, he is truly there. And, you know, also to touch on what you mentioned about purpose and, you know, your husband's future job. Congratulations. I speak into existence for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I could understand a lot of that, because a lot of things that I have done in my life has been faith-based. You know, my husband got a job in Philadelphia, and I said, the only time I'll move there with you is if you marry me. And he married me, and we stayed there, and we bought a house. But I knew eventually the Lord was going to have us to move. Now, it was a learning ground for us. And it was awesome. But as years went by, I continued to feel that the Lord was pulling us And, you know, the Lord was like, okay, I'm getting ready to move you guys to this place that you only could move here by faith. You know, that was back in 2019 when he showed me. And during that time, you know, I was like, okay, God, I trust you. But the crazy thing about it was that the Lord gave me a dream and he specifically showed me where I was moving. He was showing me that I was going to move to Alpharetta. I was like, Alpharetta, like, where is that? I'd never even heard of that place. And I went to go look up Alpharetta, and it just so it was, and the Lord was telling me to raise my family there. I looked to see if Alpharetta is located in Georgia. And apparently Alpharetta was ranked number one best city in the state of Georgia to raise a family. How ironic, right? And with that, you know, we moved by faith. And in that move process, I just had a baby not too long ago. So, you know, just I'm a stay-at-home mom, you know, working with her and things like that. And I was like, okay, God, how are we going to move? Because, you know, so God, you have to line up the pieces, you know, in order for this to be done successfully. And honestly, it's so funny how God knits and puts together pieces in our life that we thought was impossible. You understand that the human mind, we can't even comprehend the greatness and the goodness that God has in store for us. So with that, I tell my husband, I'm like, oh my God, the Lord's telling us we're going to move to Alpharetta. So then, you know, the spirit of fear wants to start creeping in because we're looking at houses in Alpharetta, well over half a million. Most of the houses going there are like $1 million. And we're like, yeah, right. There's no way. But by faith, you know, we're just like, okay, God, you're going to show up. And in the process of this, my husband gets an email. And FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, they want him to come and interview for a job. And within like a month or so, he got an interview. And someone actually recommended him. It was just a random email. Someone's like, hey, we saw your such and such and we're interested. And he did an interview with them. And ironically, the job was in Atlanta. How ironic. And sure enough, he got the job and we moved and we knew it was God because he even said, he said he only had one interview. He didn't go into like a second or a third, you know, no, he just had one and he got it and we moved and, you know, and now we're here. And I thank God for that. But also when it comes to myself and that purpose, you know, it's one thing when, you know, your husband's doing something, you're like, okay. It's another thing when you are, you know, as a woman, as a mother, a wife, you know, you make sure that the house is this and that. And not just to say like gender roles or anything like that, because my husband cooks and he does other things as well. But just saying as, you know, sometimes for even for myself, putting things on hold, just so, you know, I could help my daughter, you know, because she's still one in these things. But that question of purpose, you know, comes up again. And it's like, okay, Lord, we're here. So now what? You know, and oftentimes I find myself in that position of, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Okay, God, where do you want me to be? You know, who am I supposed to meet? And I think human nature, we want to just go do it ourselves. But, you know, in that process of waiting, and that's where I am, you know, and waiting for God to show me and waiting for that job opportunity. You know, you never know for myself. Because that's just what it is. But to also know, and you said it best, you know, reading your word helps you to stay in him and gives you peace, You know, when you read the Bible, it's filled with just love and grace that I that helps to, you know, allow us to go forward. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I feel like you're going to get a confirmation, you know, very, very soon. We're also in the season of waiting. This is like the fourth time that we've moved in the last 2 years. And everywhere we've been, we've touched a lot of people, you know. And I, too, was in that season of, okay, I have my child that you granted me, you know, that I prayed for. I have my husband. We moved. We have our home. But now what? Now what? And it's in those, in that season of waiting that the Lord shows up little by little. And we just have to be patient, you know. I'm telling you that as while we're being patient, you know. And I think that's, you know, that's funny to hear, because usually when people give us advice, they're like, oh, I went through that last season. But it's good to see and to hear that, to see others also go into the season of patience with us as well. So I know that the Lord will confirm it to you soon. I strongly believe that I do.
Yes, yes. And I do too, you know. And it's also nice. I was just scrolling on the Wisdom app just to scroll, and I was listening to you guys' story, and I'm like, how beautiful is that? Someone is also waiting. And it's so funny, because in waiting in the Lord, you know, he also pulls out things inside of us that has to deal with healing, or that has to, you know, he's like, well, let me, just as, you know, you guys said earlier, the pruning, you know, that process of, okay, well, let me get rid of some of these things, you know, let me take you through some deliverances so that you can be healed, so that when things do come and doors do open, you know, that we're prepared.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I like how you said that earlier, that, you know, you guys are being given different opportunities, you and your husband. And one thing that I want to say is that when we get married, we think that we're supposed to continue the journey together, which is true. But at that same time, we forget that God is still trying to individually strengthen us spiritually.
Yeah, she mentioned that, which is really good. So, I think
it's just it's good to recognize that and to identify with other people, other believers in Christ, and to see that, you know, we're not alone in this. That we have other people who are also going through that.
To hear thing. Like, wow, you guys are going through that too, that pruning season,
right?
You know, that waiting season. Mm-hmm. Wow, we're not the only ones, you know?
So, it feels good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it's hard, you know? It's like, and just because, you know, you're a Christ believer, Christ follower, that doesn't mean that life is going to be okie dokie, you know? There's going to be obstacles. Trials, you know, adversity. There's going to be so many things that, you know, we're going to go through. The good thing about it is that we have Christ right next to us. He's like, I'm with you wherever you go. And like, sometimes, you know, when I'm going through things, I'm like, okay, Jesus, you're right here. I know you're right here, you know. And that encouragement, and having friends and family and people around you who are encouraging as well. And even if you don't, you know, other people who are within your circle, or people that God has blessed you with, you know, to hear their stories also helps to spark encouragement. So, yeah, I just wanted to get on here and say that you guys are doing a fabulous job, and thank you for sharing your story, because these things need to be talked about even the waiting season. You know, a lot of times people talk about how the end happened, like it already ended, and this is why I'm praising God. But we should be praising God even in the waiting, you know, praising God even in when we don't see that it's God, but to know that it's still going to happen. And just because we don't see what the Lord is doing physically, spiritually, we know that he's working behind the scenes to prosper something, that local realm that we can be blessed for.
Absolutely. Amen.
I already feel like you're sharing your testimony. You know, right. We're usually the one speaking, and we love when people get on here and speak, because it gives us like, okay, we get a little break. You know, it's normally us preaching, but I can already see you, you know, sharing your testimony to people. And, you know, welcome to Wisdom. And I think maybe this will be a great opportunity for you to figure those things and your purpose through others and like-minded people. I can already see you speaking on that. You know, I can feel it, that you really have a strong testimony. So I just hope that, you know, one day when you're comfortable, you're comfortable with sharing that to the world with what the Lord has done in your life. You know, I can sense it. I can feel it, like genuineness from what you're speaking. I receive it.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Cause you are in the spirit. Literally. I just finished praying, and my prayer was more so just the conversation. I was thinking about my past and different things that I've, you know, went through job wise. Like, you know, every job I have had in my life has come by word of mouth. Every position that I had has come by word of mouth. And, you know, I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, my next position may be just that, you know. But I'm like, but I feel like the Lord is doing something different in my life. I'm like, okay, God, where, what? I don't know. But you, because what you just said, it was honestly in my prayer. Because I kept feeling I need to put out there. I need to speak up more. I need to tell people about, you know, God. It's so funny. There's this song that I heard one day and it just stayed in my head. It's by Kane and it's called The Commission. And in the song, it was like, go tell the world about me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why that stayed in my mind for days. It was been like, you know, it's just like, okay, it was just, no, that's a nice song. But no, for days it stayed with me.
Yeah. Like the scriptures say, you know, we're called to do two things individually, to praise and to testify. And I can truly say that with my testimony and what I've been through, that I think that's one of the major keys as to what we're called to do, you know, aside from being mothers and taking care of our children and being there for our husbands. That's what the Lord asks us, you know, two simple things: to tell the world about me and to praise him. And in all seasons. So yes, like I said, I understand. I was, go ahead, talk to her.
So yeah, like, you know, when my,
it's about beautiful. The season when I got suspended.
And, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
So yeah, like there was a point in time when my wife was working at one of her jobs, and I feel like maybe she can tell the story a little bit better. But, you know, she was like, I guess, suspended for, you know, for something that was very minor, but
you but know,
she
like,
didn't understand.
What is that term? Yeah. Go ahead. I get all nervous and I get choked up.
Yeah, go ahead. So sorry, she's a little choked up right now, but
it's because every time I say this story, it like makes me cry. But you know, I'm still working through it because to see the Lord's work. But go ahead. I got it, Nova. Come on, let's go over here.
So yeah, like she was just suspended from her job. She actually used to work at a Metro by T-Mobile. And at that moment in time, you know, we were really trying to figure out where we were heading as far as, you know, our finances and where we were going to live. At that moment in time, we lived in Missouri. And, you know, we didn't really understand why it was happening, but it was very reflective off of what was going to happen, and that was us being able to build our independence and depending on God for everything. And, you know, shortly after that, that's when, you know, COVID happened, and, you know, we were on lockdown, pretty much alone, just me, her, and our daughter at that time in El Paso, Texas, where there was, I mean, pretty much nobody except for her grandmother. And, you know, it was a really desolate time in our lives, because we had to really just focus in on what we were being called to do. And I was being called to, you know, to being saved at that time, because I got baptized later that February. She got suspended in January. And it was just like all these transformations started to come, like one right after the other. And, you know, our faiths were being tested, and And it was building a strong testimony, like I mentioned in one of our talks, I think yesterday, that, you know, the Lord is actively strengthening our testimonies as we speak, you know, and he's putting us through situations, whether good or bad, so that we will be able to tell somebody later on down the line, this is what I went through. Or, you know, like how we talked about today, this is what we're going through right now. And, you know, she gets emotional about it, but it's because, you know, she's seen the beauty in what God was really pulling her away from. And now we're able to really look back at it and think, you know, thank God for those moments that he took us away and delivered us from the things that weren't going to bear good fruit, you know?
Right.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
And the reason why it brings me, like, not emotion, like tears, but it makes me, like, emotional is because I felt like I wasn't being grateful, like, because for so long I prayed for my daughter. I prayed for my husband. And then when I was like, Lord, what else? What do you got for me? Is that it? Like, where's my job? I moved for you. I'm a mother now. What else? You know, and sometimes we get discouraged because we're questioning the Lord, like, in our time of waiting. And I just needed to learn to be more grateful and to see what the Lord has already given me. He's like, you know, I need you to stay put and be a stay-at-home mom, whether you like it or not. Like, I needed to learn that the hard way. I really did. Mm. And, you know, we went off the whim. Like, we took our stimulus money, and I bought a Cricut machine, and I told my husband, but I want to craft, and I see everybody on TikTok, you know, making cute shirts, and I want to start my business. And the Lord showed me enough, like, no, I want you to sit down. I want you to listen to what I'm telling you to do. So sometimes in the seasons of waiting, we question him and we're like, this can't be it. This can't be it. But I'm telling you, like, just we're in that waiting season where the Lord's going to show up when we least expect it. And that's what I have for you. It's just, you know, be patient.
Yeah, and I appreciate you saying that because I have a very similar same, because that's what I'm going through right now. It's like, okay, Lord, like, I left that. I left my job because I was getting ready to have the baby. And because COVID happened, I just still had the baby with me. She just started school last Monday. Daycare. So, which is kind of nice. I get a little break. But and still, you know, it's like, okay, what do you want me to do? And it's so funny because I used to work when I was younger, or just fresh out of college. In college and fresh out of college, I started my career in broadcast. I was working at Fox, and from there I was like, I'm not doing this. Like, I'm not doing this. I can't deal with people and certain personalities. I was like, maybe this is not the career path for me. And I left and I decided to go into education, and being in education was such a blessing because I got to help so many other children. I worked from kindergarten all the way up to the university level. And actually this, right before I had the baby, I was working at the university and helping mentor a lot of children who got in trouble, you know, and doing that. And I loved it. And then now God's like, okay, you know, no more comfortability. It's time to become uncomfortable. And in moving, I feel like the Lord is bringing me back to, you know, broadcast and things that I used to do. But now me being where I am today in maturity, I'm able to handle it a lot better just because of the things that I've went through in my life that makes me more prepared in this season. But even still, because it has yet to come to pass, that in the waiting process, it's like, okay, I need to know that I'm being fine-tuned. I'm being pruned out. I am, you know, I am dying each and every day to myself so that God could live more in me, so that way I could be still and know that he is God. And with that, it's like, okay, God, I have to say it over and over, you know, be ye transformed, you know, keep transforming my mind and my thoughts so that way I am yielding on you. It's so funny. I feel like a lot of times because of what we're taught, whether from culture, whether from the world, whether from social media, parents, you know, as we become closer to Christ, there's so many things that we have to unlearn to relearn. You know, so many ways I thought of, I need to do this and have that and be here. And I learned that just based off of, you know, the world and how we were brought up. But now being in God, he's like, you need to unlearn all of this. I mean, 29 years of just unlearn it.
I was going to say, are you under 30? Because I feel like you're under 30. You're so wise. You sound so wise. And usually, you know, we're in the season where a lot of people that, you know, have got on here are young, but because the Lord has made us wise, you know, you guys endured so much, have went through so much, and I feel like he's building up your testimony. So when you are finally, you know, are ready to go out there and minister and, you know, pray and preach, that you'll be satisfied and you'll be like, ah, okay, in my season of waiting, now I understand why the Lord made me wait, you know. And my husband was saying yesterday, like, I can't just take any, no, not yesterday, today, he was saying, I can't just accept any job. You know, you want to speak on that a little
bit? Yeah, you know, I was speaking to the person who was interviewing me today, and, you know, I just let him know that, you know, I come from a background where there was a lot of pain and a lot of problems being, you know, being brought on into my life. And then, to give a little background, like, I used to deliver alcohol for a family-owned company, and, you know, we would deliver a lot of alcohol to the area that we would deliver to and outside of that area. And, you know, I began to question the motives behind it and talking to my coworkers. And I asked one of my coworkers a few years ago, I asked, you know, don't you think that, like, this is too much, that maybe we're adding to people's alcoholism, that, you know, that there's possibly a problem being created because we delivered this bottle to this place? And, you know, at that moment, you know, because it's a job, you know, nobody thinks anything of it. But it was in that moment that I started to realize, wow, you know, this isn't what I need to be doing, you know. And me and my wife did like a study, the call of discipleship, like on our podcast before we actually hopped onto the Wisdom app. And, you know, it was in the beginning of when Jesus started his ministry, and when he was calling his disciples to follow him, the people who he chose, you know, he used their backgrounds, their expertise and their skills to, he really honed in on those and used their strengths and their weaknesses to further his ministry and further the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, I really look back and I'm like, wow, like, what did we used to do, you know, before we were called to minister? And, you know, she was a sales associate. She had great communication skills, and she was able to, you know, handle a big crowd of people at a certain amount of time just by herself, you know. And, you know, my wife, I like to tell her, she's mini, but she's mighty, you know. She's got a lot of strength behind her voice, and she's starting to learn how to hone in on those skills and those strengths. But I really looked at myself and reflectively, I was delivering, but what was I delivering, you know, and how can I use this to be of a service to God? And, you know, maybe that's just delivering the word. Maybe that's helping people being delivered from their addictions, because I was once addicted, you know, to drinking and to other things. So, you know, as we begin to look at our backgrounds, you know, it's not a mistake that God, especially for you, is using your background in broadcasting to broadcast the word of God, to bring that vocalization to a new crowd, a new generation, and to reach people in an introspective way, in a way that's going to help people gravitate to Jesus. And it's just, you know, you really just have to pay attention to those signs. And like my wife mentioned, you know, this is a time of waiting, but in those times of waiting, we're being sharpened, you know, so that when we're released to the world, when we can release that living water to people, that it comes down on them like a waterfall of, you know, everlasting change. And I think it's beautiful that we can really look at our lives and think, where did I come from and where is God taking me?
Yeah, That was well said. And you're absolutely right. Where did I come from and where is God taking me now? And it's so beautiful because, you know, we are young and God is allowing us to have that wisdom. I'm like, wow, I'm not even 30 yet. but because our background, I think us grow up certain aspects and ways of our life that the Lord is doing just so we have a testimony. Because just like you, I've been through the works, you know, didn't have the best childhood, you know, and all that. But I thank God for where he has brought me from and who I am today, that sharing it with others, you know, is powerful. And I like that for, you know, what I used to do and how God is bringing it to the forefront to minister the word or to tell the word of God. Many other people who just want to listen, who are just curious, who just want to know, or who is excited or who's lost, you know, that they are just interested. And I think even with COVID, it brings a lot of people to a certain point in realization of purpose and that whole self and self-finding of, okay, who am I and what do I need to do to fulfill those things? And then also looking to God to fill that void. So thank you guys for having me. I see that my time is winding up, but I just wanted to say that. And thank you guys for your input, for what you revealed to me, that I know that that was only through the Holy Spirit, for what I prayed for before. And I thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing your testimony. My husband had to step away to get our son. But yes, I want to say it kicked her out already. I guess that's how wisdom rolls, but that's okay. I appreciate the young lady getting on here. You know, I feel like as she, as I, as my husband, we're in the season of waiting, and that is okay. Like I was mentioning to her, I had to really take a look at my son and my daughter and my husband, and I'm like, Lord, I need to learn not to question you again. Even he tells us through things, he confirms us through, you know, through losing money, through getting into arguments, to causing separation in our household. He's like, you know, haven't I taught you not to question me? So that's where I'm at now, to learn to never question him again. And that was recently when we took a trip to Arizona. The Lord was like, I've asked you not to question me. I've asked you, why don't I bring you around certain people? I've asked you to be patient. I've asked you to endure in what you're going through. And, you know, and I that's something that I have. I'm still battling with my flesh, because I have to every day really take into prayer and learn not to question the Lord again, even in our season of waiting. There's a season of happiness. There's a season of laughter. There's seasons of you know, sadness, of depression, of loneliness. But the Lord says, "Do not question me." You know, and I want to ask my husband, where did you leave off, so we can.
Oh, okay, yeah, you know, that was such a great talk, and shout out to the Lockhart family, Layla. Yes. I want to say was her name, and we'll be praying for you absolutely. So the last part we left off on the devotion is, he's proved he is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work, which is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8.
2 Corinthians
chapter 9,
verse 8.
Sorry, I spoke a little fast on that. But it said, he's given protection, friendship, food and clothes, friends and family, homes and jobs, and there are too many blessings to count. When we're comfortable and satisfied, we can forget the one who provided it all. You know, there are times where we get what we want, you know, we get what we prayed for, but then we grow content. And when we grow content, we can grow stagnant, like we're hearing today in one of the
ladies'
talks.
Today in the talk, Pastor Luz, I think they get on their podcast every Tuesday, and on YouTube, they were live today. When we grow stagnant, like she said, it's like water. It stays there, it grows stagnant, and then infections come. You know, it's dirty. A lot of things she was mentioning, you know, so let's not grow in the habit of being stagnant.
Right.
Of not just staying in place. You know, the Lord wants us moving all the time, not physically, but our minds, moving with having talks with people, you know, moving with not accepting just anything.
Yep.
You know, I want to say, you know, I want to leave you guys with this, with the prayer in the bottom. It goes on to say, when we're comfortable and satisfied, we forget the one who provided it all. We give credit to our abilities and hard work. So it's like that worldly saying, man, hard work pays off. But no, it's because of things that we endure that the Holy Spirit lets us go through things. It goes on to say, we praise our own sense and planning. We think we're self-sufficient and deserving of more. Instead, choose to be grateful, pray, and thank God for all you have. Recognize Him as your source of strength. Be content knowing He's given exactly what you need for today. Today, not yesterday, not a month from now, but today. Rely on Him for your daily bread. Never forget the Father who loves and cares for you. So never, never forget, you know? And like I said earlier, sometimes we have to have that reminder to not question our Heavenly Father. He never makes a wrong decision. So then the ending prayer, it goes on to say, Lord, we want to remember you as our provider each day. Thank you for every single blessing you've given. Man, I really had to convict myself 2 years ago because I was like, Lord, I have no reason to have been suspended in my last job. I showed up on time. I was kind. I even stayed after hours. I picked up shifts when I didn't need to, when I needed to be home with my newborn. Lord, why is this happening? I thought I was going to get a promotion. Instead, I got suspended, like quote unquote suspended. I haven't heard that in so long since I've been in high school. Who gets suspended on a job? I didn't steal. I didn't, you know, like, I didn't do any of those things. What's the need for the suspension? If you guys, you know, felt like in your eyes I did something wrong, what was the need for suspension? But because the Lord was showing me, look how it took them like a week to make a schedule. And instead of coming you as humans, as mature humans, and being like, this is the reason why you're suspended. I'm not even going to put you on the schedule. I'm going to have a one-on-one and tell you, you know what, you're off the schedule. But instead, they created a schedule and still had the time to put my name on there, Hilda. And it said, Monday, suspended. Tuesday, suspended. Wednesday, suspended. And it was like the Lord was showing me in my face, look, this job that you praise so much, that you wake up 2 hours early when you should be at home with your newborn daughter because you prayed for her, they're making you for a fool. They are literally spitting in your face and like not making fun, I want to say, but like, look how easily replaceable. They suspended you for a whole week, you know? And the Lord was reminding me, you know, you don't need this job. You thought you were going in for a promotion within a month because that's what man promised you. But see how easily they were easily able to just suspend you for a whole week and not give you that one-on-one, right? So then I took it upon myself and I didn't return back to that job. I took that suspension. I took that time off and I did a two-week notice and I didn't come back. I was fed up. I was like, I don't think the Lord wants me to be a sales associate anymore. I think He wants me to do His works. But that didn't come until later. I had confirmation, you know. It took me 2 years from 2020, the beginning of 2020, to 2022 to finally dive into my purpose. So sometimes, like the young lady said, now I'm here, now we moved, now what do I do? But sometimes it takes that long, but we have to learn not to question our Lord and Savior. So I'm gonna end it with this prayer. It says, I already said the prayer. But I'm going to say re-say it again because it's really good. Lord, we want to remember you as your provider each day, as our provider each day. Thank you for every single blessing you've given us. Amen. So I had to be accepting of my blessing, of having my children, of having my husband, of being in a warmer weather climate city. I had to accept that. And sorry, that's our dryer. Sorry.
So we'll go ahead and end this talk. We can end it with a prayer, and we'll pray for the guest that was on today, and then we can do this tomorrow.
I feel like she has so much to say. She don't even know that she's stepping into the right direction.
Right, absolutely.
I was glad to hear her a little bit of her testimony.
Right.
She and that brave soul that actually she decided to get on our Wisdom app and talk to us, because it takes a lot of bravery.
Absolutely. And the title of today is The Gift of the Giver, but we got to realize the gift of giving. And I think that's the moral of the story today, is just that we just need to be a blessing to others and to give where it's needed. And on that note, we'll go ahead and end in prayer. So dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for bringing us to this moment in time where we can accept your word humbly, Lord, and really learn from the things that you're trying to show us and the direction that you're trying to push us, Lord. And we know that we're being stretched at this moment in time, Lord, but when you stretch us, you allow us to grow. Lord, we thank you for pruning us so we can cut those bad branches off and that we may begin to walk with purpose, Lord, and follow in the footsteps of Christ, Lord. Jesus is always going to be our direction, our GPS, Lord. And he's the one who's leading the way for us. And we just have to follow him willingly and say yes and amen to every single thing that you tell us to do. Even if it doesn't make sense to us, Lord, just allow us to understand and allow us to submit to your will and joy and peace that you have over our lives. In Jesus' name, Lord, and we just want to pray over the Lockhart family, Lord. We speak nothing but blessings over their life. Lord, we know that they're also being pushed into a direction of growth, Lord. And we just pray that they come into nothing but an abundance of blessings and grace, Lord, and that you have your mercy over their lives and always protect them, Lord, for they are carrying the word of God. And it's a major responsibility to do that, Lord, and to do it humbly and to do it with honor and respect towards you, Lord. And we just praise you and we thank you for bringing us in fellowship with them. And we hope that later on in life that we can be in contact with them so that we may see the growth, Lord, and they may see ours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you guys for listening. We'll hop on here tomorrow. I can't even say tomorrow morning because I keep saying that the Lord has different plans for us. Right. So we'll see you guys tomorrow.
For sure tomorrow. We just don't know what time.
If it's AM or PM, but please stay tuned. Follow us so then when we do go live, you guys are the first ones to get that notification.
Absolutely. So I think that's all for today. God bless you guys and have a great night.